Blog Talk Radio.
What number is this, Jim?
7A.
Okay, not me. Don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor goes and it sings.
Welcome to Twisted Tuesdays with the Twisted Sisters, and we never know, maybe a Twisted Mister or two. Hey, I hope everyone's having a great week so far, and I hope you have a better week to follow. Hey, Pam, how are you tonight? And hello, Naomi.
Hello.
Hello, Naomi. Good to hear you both.
I'm doing great.
How are you two doing?
I'm doing good. My feet are still tapping from the song. It's been 100 years since I heard that one.
I know. One of the all-time best songs by the Monkees.
It's
one I've heard since my childhood because my mom used to listen to it over and over again. And it's just one of those that make you tap your feet and just bob your head up and down.
Smile.
And, you know,
life is
good.
Yeah, it was funny because when you sent it to me the other day, I thought you were just playing. You came across it, not putting two and two together. And then when you gave it to me to put up for tonight's show, I'm like, hey, now. I started laughing. Oh, my God. That was good. That was really funny, and I liked it. So, funny. But, you know, they are one of the greatest. That's the greatest rock band ever. Just saying. The Monkees.
I have heard. I actually think anybody who believes that has some issues. So
when I first saw that, I knew the divorce was in my future. I swear to you, I knew at that moment. I did.
Yep.
You know, I should have thought to bring Monkees into the conversation prior to my marriage, because that just was like, that was a game changer. Just saying.
Right? It would have been for me, too. I mean, I love that song. Well, part of it, like I said, is a nostalgia thing for me. But as far as greatest rock bands, I don't think for me the Monkees would even make it in the top 100.
I think a little lower down on my list too, but that was so funny. And just so everybody understands, when I was married the very first time, one day, and I was only married for 3 years that marriage. Okay, so like I said, as soon as he told me this, I knew that divorce was in my future. But he turned around one day, dead serious, and proceeded to tell me that the Monkees were the greatest rock band ever. And I went and I looked at him really strange. And you know, maybe he was high. I don't know, because he had that. He had a big habit of that. But I kept looking at him going, huh? I might have put him in any category. Rock band? I'm like, yeah, okay.
No, pop. They're more pop.
Yeah, they weren't. They sure as hell weren't rock in my mind. I'm like, okay. But yeah, no. I knew there was trouble. I knew there was trouble on the horizon. Anyway, so much for my silly story, but I it killed me every time I hear it. Oh, my God.
Too funny.
Oh, God. So tell us, Pam, tell us about this show tonight.
Well, tonight's show is really quite a simple topic. It's not a specific artist or person. I just happened to be doing some searching online for ideas for prompts, and I came across a quote that had to do with daydreaming. So I thought, let's see what other quotes there are about daydreaming. So I looked, and there were plenty more. So then I thought, well, you know what? Let's go with this for a theme. And so I put up a bunch of different quotes that had to do with both the positive and negative aspects of daydreaming. And, you know, then I told people they could either be inspired by one or more of the provided quotes, or they could just simply write on the topic of daydreaming/daydreams. And it got a great response. The contest closed a couple days ago, like I think 3 or 4 days ago, with 20 entries and, you know, just quality and quantity. So, you know, it was fun to see, interesting and fun to see how people really delved into this topic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's always fun to see things like that take flight, you know.
Absolutely.
And it always kills me because sometimes you put up a topic and it just doesn't go anywhere. It's like the beacorns. They didn't really move. They put up other contests, and they just fly. You know, it's like, this is cool.
Exactly. I've had both happen. But, yeah, thankfully this was one of those that just really seemed to soar and take off. So, very cool.
Wonderful.
Well, us poets were all daydreamers, so.
That's probably
good
point, Naomi.
Yeah. Absolutely. God, how true. Oh, my goodness gracious.
All right, and do we have anybody else joining us?
I did not see anyone. No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well, I guess if we're ready, we'll go ahead and move forward.
You are the boss.
All right. I feel like that should entitle me to more pay, like, you know, like, I don't know, 120% of zero, but, you know.
Oh, my God. And look now. You're so bad.
All right, the classic poem I'm going to put up is The Daydream by Dante Gabriel Rossetti. The thronged boughs of the shadowy sycamore still bear young leaflets half the summer through. From where the robin danced the unhidden blue, perched dark till now deep in the leafy core. The embowder throstles, urgent wood notes soar. Through summer silence, still the leaves come new. Yet never rosy cheeks as those which drew their spiral tongues from spring buds heretofore. Within the glancing shades of reverie, dreams even may sing till autumn, yet none be. Like woman's sudden daydream spirit fan, low toward deep skies not deeper than her look, she dreamed till now on her forgotten book, drops the forgotten blossom from her hand, and poem.
Nice.
All right, before we continue on, I have to ask, is anybody else getting really bad static?
I thought it was you, Pam, but I hear it. I do hear it. Naomi, do you hear
it? Yeah, kind of. I was muted, but I still heard it.
Well, I'm going to mute me, and we'll see if that fixes it, because if that's the case, I'll just call back on my phone. Okay? So I'm going to just go on mute real quick.
All right. All right. Sounds good. And Naomi, what did you think of this classic poem?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Oh, wow. I really love the flow of it all. You know, right from that first sentence, the thronged boughs of the shadowy sycamore still bear young leaflets half the summer through. And then when he gets down to dreams, even may spring till autumn, yet none be. Like woman's budding daydream spirit fanned. You just imagine the whole, you know, the young woman under the tree reading her, you know, reading maybe a book there and, you know, just daydreaming away in the rêverie and, you know, in warm summer day and just beautiful, well chosen Pam.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I thought this was absolutely a beautiful classic poem and great for the topic. Dante Gabriel Rossetti and his sister Christina Rossetti are both very accomplished and just talented classic poets that I highly recommend anyone to read. And I love the imagery in this and the sense of romanticism, you know.
Absolutely.
And Jean, your thoughts?
You know, I thought it was a great poem. I really did, and I think it was a great choice for tonight. It was funny because I saw Rossetti, and I didn't know if they were related. See, that's how I am. And I was going to say, well, it must be something in the name. But definitely a wonderful piece. And, yeah, I agree with you, Naomi, for sure. It's like you can just see her sitting under the tree, and it all just plays out in your mind when you read it, and I think that's pretty wonderful whenever that happens. So great choice, Pam, great choice. Now, there's a static
one. Thank you. It was gone for a while you were talking.
It is.
And then it's where it came back. We might have to do musical chairs where everybody takes turn being – and we might have to have you take turns muting people, Jean.
That's okay. I'm going to disconnect and I'll call back. So I'll talk to you in a minute.
All right. I'll go ahead and get the next poem up and. All right. Up next we have If Only by Geronwy. And Naomi, would you give that a read for us, please?
Okay. This is a new poet. I never saw this poet, Geronwy. If only, building castles of my dreams in sunlit days, losing time on the battlements of Aegis Mall, flying with maestral winds across seas of sand, becoming Vaisin painting pictures in Camarague, holding hands with little Koff as he runs the sands, drinking the mumbles mile half a pinta pub, meeting the solitary mister in Quaddunkin Park, wearing a poet's knitted tie made from his sister's scarf. in the steam of Adistrop, holding Edward's hand as he and Robert walk, they're not taken past, hoping to see the curtains twitch, kneeling in a nav somewhere on the limb in Mab Begonian dreams, catching the night mail, which is with its postal orders, reading a dirty British coaster with its cheap tin trays, being mad bad and dangerous while Oscar's in jail, listening to Sarte along Left Bank's Freedom Road. Many walks in my daydreams offering open hands to join them on the route to paint in pen and ink, chasing horizons with dreaming open eyes and dreams hung on walls of my palace of recall. End poem.
Wonderful read, Naomi. And what a beautiful write by Garanway. I really appreciated this. And they wrote to prompt four, which was the quote, get lost in your daydreams. And then he says, with a nod to my companions in my daydream, Van Gogh, Dylan Thomas, Edward Thomas, Robert Frost, R.S. Thomas, Auden Maysfield, Byron, Oscar Wilde, and Sartre. And I like this because I think many of us have, you know, answered that question. You know, if you could have a conversation, like if you could have coffee or tea or conversation with any person living or dead, you know, who would it be? And here Garanway gives us a handful of his favorites, those who have inspired him throughout his musings. And, you know, and I like that. I like how he gives a nod to them with the Quamundon Park being a nod to Dylan Thomas, and mentioning being mad, bad, and dangerous while Oscar's in jail, a nod towards Oscar Wilde's time spent in jail. Really quite a clever and thoughtful write. I really like how he gave a nod to all these greats who have been an inspiration to so many. And, you know, it's just that, like I said, it's that age-old classic pondering of, you know, who would you like to sit on a bench with for an hour at the park and have a conversation with? And I like that he's put that thought into poetic form. So very well done. And Naomi, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I echo everything you say, Pam. I just love, you know, his title, of course, If Only. And then, you know, that first sentence, you know, building castle of my dreams in sunlit days. And then he goes through all the little, the parts, you know, that of all those authors and painters that you know, these great artists that have really marked us throughout time. And then he closes it off so beautifully with that last stanza, many walk my daydreams, offering open hands to join them on their route to paint in pen and ink, chasing horizons with dreaming open eyes and dreams hung on walls of my castle. Palace to recall. That's such a beautiful way to finish off this awesome, awesome piece of poetry. Indeed. Very well done.
Oh, I have to agree. Wonderful comment. And Jean, are you back with us?
I am. And I'm glad to ask because that means I didn't bring the static with. Yes, that's a plus.
That means you did not bring the static with.
I like it. When I give static,
cool.
I want to just say it. I thought this was an excellent take on the prompt. And the piece was so well penned, it was great imagery. And I have so many wonderful companions because he referred to them and not to my companions in my daydream. Just wonderful. It was just really well put together, and I really liked it a lot. Well done, and a great take on your prompt. You know, daydreaming. I mean, what a better thing to daydream about. There's lots of things to daydream about, but I like that.
It was, so absolutely. I have to agree. Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, I think if there's anything that most of us poets daydream about, it's other poets and love and all that stuff. So, you know, we're just, like Naomi said, we're daydreamers.
Well, you know, all those things that give us inspiration are the things that we tend to wander on, you know, as poets.
Yep.
But there's a lot of inspiration brewing in this piece, really. And a lot, you know, just a lot of wonderful, there's inspiration and then there's to learn. You can learn from all the other poets. There's just so much in it. So I'm going to shut up now, Jim.
But I like what you had to say there, and that is so true. Very cool. All right. Well, up next we have Undecided She Daydreams by Jenny the Deep. And Jean, will you go ahead, please, and give that a read for us?
I will give it a try. We have big printers. Undecided She Daydreams by Jenny the Deep. An unwanted, hideous tragedy makes an unnatural mistake of strategy. An unloved runaway hit with reality sends an unwind and slap. Electricity. Uncomfortable in her world so bland, she wishes it a new life more grand. Under the apple tree with her book, drifting off and dreaming, she takes it in. Unexpected twists at every corner, no adult around anymore to warn her. Uneasy feeling and dreams unfold, trying not to expose her stories untold. Unnecessary tears flow down, nearly drowning. Dreams become terrors. Strangers surrounding, unable to wake until she defeats them, she must be her own hero, champion. Unconsciously confident, awake from the shrine, ripe apples fall from yonder, she is unharmed. Undecided if she should return to dreamland, hesitantly she takes his wavering hand. End poem.
Great read, Jean, and a wonderful write by Jenny. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is amazing. You know, she's right in. You can see how, you know, she's right into the book. She, you know, or she's dreaming as she's reading, or she's dreaming, daydreaming after she's read a passage. You know, because you see that. She's unable to wake until she defeats them. She must be her own hero and champion. That's a great message right there, you know. She must be her own hero and champion, you know, take power. And I love the last stanza, of course, unconsciously confident, awakes on his farm. Ripe apples fall from yonder. She's unharmed. Undecided if she could return to dreamland. Hesitantly, she takes his wavering hand. So she takes the wavering hand of the person that's going to take her off to dreamland again. You know, just an amazing, amazing, intelligent write, I find. Very creative from Jenny. And very well done indeed. I really, really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. And, Jean, you did a great read of that. Your thoughts?
Thanks. I thought it was a nicely penned piece. You know, I kind of saw it as daydreaming as an escape from her trouble. And then in the end, you know, she's accepting help instead of going back into that dreamland, that daydream state. Which is probably wise. Probably wise.
Right.
You know, I kind of like the way that she did it here, and it was a nice piece to read. But it's, you know, for the most part, there was a lot of, you know, great rhyming meter down there. I got a little turned up on one of them, but I like their hands still in your room. But I think that it was just nicely put together, you know. And I like the thought that she went around, you know, the fact that this runaway, you know, just to sit down and relax and kind of daydream about something more positive. So I think that was a good thing. So it was then.
Yeah, I liked that too. Like you said, how it became something more positive. You know, this had a nice flow to it. Wonderful imagery. She starts us out in dark in the first lines. An unwanted, hideous tragedy makes an unnatural mistake of a strategy. You know, and sometimes life does go in unexpected ways. And then I really like where she comes to the lines of unable to wake until she defeats them. She must be her own hero and champion. I like that, you know, Jenny has brought in this female character who needs to be her own hero and her own champion. So wonderful imagery and very well done. All right. And let's see what we have next.
I'm with you, Naomi. I live in okay.
What was that?
Yeah. Yeah, Naomi said on the
floor, yeah. I live in my dreams, I guess.
It's a little
bit nicer, you know. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. All right. Well, let's see what we have next. We have Out There Always by Ben Hart. One, the rebellion. All the suns are setting into the night that's always been hidden for as long as they held out. But now all the suns are setting, and so enters the dim like a thumb to flame. No light letting, just end. But in the back of my heart, I feel it, the call of a friend, a misunderstanding upon another deviant dawn until we saw falling stars forgetting they weren't meant to rise again. Two, I remember the temple. I will return, Master, when the studies are done, when the wars are fought and the rains return to the ocean sought. I will come home to the temple when I have finished building in your honor, and I will fulfill my promise. I will become what was foreseen. I will not forsake the dream. And I will go far for you, my queen, across an untamed dark, a galaxy of grottos and gullies, should it mean we'd still trust ourselves at the end. I will not mind when I cannot understand what I cannot understand. I will revive what I can with these two hands. And when we shall awake in death, so too fairly you shall rule those lands. And the one who holds my heart where she trusts it most, closest to me, safely in my chest, we shall never depart. I just hope we ever meet, because I was taught to love and I tried my best, but it was the one thing that they couldn't teach. But when I met you, I knew she is this galaxy and I am the rest. Brave guardians of older truth, I know it sometimes weighs heavy on you. But when you stand everything to lose, just raise your head, because the force is there with all of you if you let it. Three, immolation. I have watched as flame becomes fire, and I have burned just to learn my passing into eternity. Soothe the moth soon to be dust, to be lost, and I thank them for coming, and that I couldn't be long. End poem. And Jean, your thoughts?
That was a dirty trick for me. You know, this piece, as with all of Ben's pieces, you know, they're so well written, and each one of the vignettes is so well done. I think, I don't know, I'm going to go with the first one, because the rebellion, I can relate. You know, all the suns are setting, and the nights that always, that's always been, hidden for as long as they held out. But now all the suns are setting, so enters the dim. Like some to flame, no lightning. Light letter, just pen. But in the back of my heart, I feel it. The call of a friend. You know, the daydream part, I'm not exactly sure how to weave that into any of the vignettes. But that's okay because, you know, it just kind of is, I think. You know what I mean? It just is. And, you know, that, but the call of a friend, a misunderstanding upon another vision of dawn. I think that it's all about, like, there was a problem and sitting there and thinking of how to make it better, perhaps. I think that it's just the thoughts that are running through his head, you know, and how to mend what has happened or how to fix it or how to move forward from it. And I think that's kind of what I get from it, but the whole thing is the daydream. That could be wrong. And Ben, tell me if I am someone. But I think that it was just really well done, and I think it was a clever way to handle it. If I'm right, I think it was a really clever way to handle it. And if I'm wrong, well, I've been wrong before. But I think they were all really well done. So, yeah, great job. And Naomi, how about you? What did you think?
Well, you know, I don't think you're wrong, Phil. You know, I think this is, I took it as, you know, going through life, you know, all the rebellion and then the hardships he can go through, you know, the wars that you have to fight, the rain, the oceans you have to cross, and then, you know, love, you know, the love, the ups and downs of love, and, you know, he says, I tried my best, but it was the one thing they couldn't reach. But when I met you, I knew she is this galaxy, and I'm the rest. You know, love outweighs everything, or, you know, in this case, daydreaming is the only thing that you can still have and hang on to, is your daydreams, your dreams.
Right.
And, yeah, I think that's the way you can see this poem. And, you know, and I love that last stanza, by the way. I have watched this flame become fire, and I have burned just to learn my passing into eternity. Soothe the moss, soon to be dust, to be lost. Thank them for coming. No, I couldn't be long.
Yeah.
You know, that is beautiful. Yeah, there's something just mm-hmm. But the whole ride is absolutely amazing. So bravo, Ben Hart, for this ride.
Yeah, you know what happens to me when we read Ben's pieces? They have the three vignettes, and each one is so, like, so all pertinent to what he wants to say. And I try and, like, look at the three of them, and I'm like, wait a minute. And I have to back myself out and only focus on one, because I can't possibly take it all in and process it all. So, you know, I'm glad you had one, and I had one. Maybe Pam will take the other one. I'm not sure if she's back yet, though. Pam, are you back? Take a step away for a second. Okay. So she is, the voice is good. Okay, she says the next one is, see, I think it might be, I don't know who's turn it is, but we'll figure it out. Did you read first? You did read first, right?
Yeah, I think it's my turn to read.
Okay, well, I do not see the poem. Bad one.
Let's see.
Oh, David. By Matt 29. Okay. Whenever
Yeah. Okay. Daydreaming by Matt 29. And he went with the quote, daydreaming as a way of escaping from reality. And he starts it right off related to the quote. Daydreaming is a way of escaping reality, allowing the mind to wander into thought. The people around you are staring into space, looking straight at a tree or out a window. You look blank and as though you are miles away. In actuality, you are daydreaming about life, totally taken over by a chain of thinking, something which absorbs your focus for minutes. It is only when your name is called that you return, wondering what had you so focused and distracted. The thought now gone and forgotten seems unimportant, yet daydreaming is never just a distraction and more a channeling. End poem.
Yep. Matt, I think you kind of really like put it in perspective what really is a daydream. You know, some of us talk about, oh, you know, we think of this, we think of that. But really, you can get lost in a daydream and have like no real conscious motive or thought that runs through your head. It just kind of drifts. You let your mind just kind of wander on its own, you know. Sometimes you're lucky to have something to think about. Sometimes if you're not, well,
you seem to be coming in and out, Phil. Like,
me?
I hear you, and then I don't hear you, and I hear you, and I don't hear you.
When you hear you, you can't hear
me. There, I hear you now.
Good.
Yeah, you are. You stop daydreaming.
That's right, I was daydreaming. No. But I think it's really true what Matt had to say, though. I really do. Because sometimes you're daydreaming and you really have, like, you know, you're thinking about something else. You're drifting. I do that. I do that, like, periodically. Some nights I've done it on the show and I'm so embarrassed. But other times your brain just kind of wanders and it doesn't have anywhere distinct than it is. It's just kind of like a shutdown where it's your brain just goes into rest mode. I don't know. Kind of like when your computer goes to sleep. You don't have the keys and it just kind of goes to sleep. But yeah, so I think that was, it was a pretty cool piece. And Pam, I understand you are back.
I am, yes. Thank you very much.
Really? Very cool.
And yeah.
Did you
I did not get to really hear it, but I did read it earlier, and I thought it was a wonderful take on the chosen prompt and the topic, daydreaming is a way of escaping from reality, because I think there can be a both a positive aspect to that idea and a negative aspect. Like sometimes in order to recharge our batteries, we need to escape from reality, and sometimes we escape from reality. We want to escape from reality because we don't want to face the things that we need to face.
Right.
I really like how this is a very thoughtful piece. You know, you look blank and as though you are miles away. In actuality, you are daydreaming about life, totally taken over by a chain of thinking, something which absorbs your focus for minutes. I've been called out of that state. Even my own children, know, sometimes when they were younger, would be like, Mom, what are you staring at? Like, absolutely nothing, dear. Mom's just off in her own world.
I think I did it like 3 times. I was like, God, stop. So I get it, Phil. I get that.
Yep. But definitely... Definitely a wonderful write and very well done.
Right. I didn't get Naomi to comment. She read it.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do that.
Yeah, well, I have ADD in such a bad way, so I know all about this, you know, daydreaming. Oh, my gracious, the teachers used to, literally, they used to throw things at me. once I got a chalk brush, like almost in the forehead. I was say, wake up, you know. So me, you know, it was a problem. But because after 15 minutes in class, they'd lose me. But but you know, it can be a good thing too, as it can be a bad thing, like Pam was saying, you know. But you know, of course, daydreaming is a way of escaping, you know, and so. Great write here by Matt. I think he really, really summed up the daydreaming, all of it, what it is, and in a very great way, you know. So amazing write.
Absolutely. And I really, great comment. And I have to say, I always appreciate Matt's support of the contest and how oftentimes he has such supportive comments on the contest walls. Like for this one, pretty much the day that I put the contest up, he said, "I love this contest and writing about daydreaming. Great idea." I really enjoy seeing supportive and, you know, enthusiastic comments like that. So let's see what we have next. All right, and up next, we have Daydreaming by Robert Polsky. And Jean, would you go ahead and give that a read for us, please?
You betcha. Yeah. It's called Daydreaming by Robert, I think it's Polsky, but, you know, we agree with this. I'm not sure. It was used for this one is daydream if you have built castles in the air. That is where they should be. Now put foundations under them. Henry David Thoreau. Okay, so dream the dream, improbable and impossible dream. Reach the stars to envisage the world, and then travel in that direction. Shorten the distance, summon the will, so it becomes inevitable. Have dreams in size too big, so there's space for them to grow. Walk the earth with your eyes turned skyward. Erect castles in the air. Then build a solid foundation. See the sun before the crowds, before all the others on the ground. Soar high like birds of prey. Flit swiftly between the clouds. Be brazen. Be a daydreamer. Make the day of night. Don't waste days passing empty. Keep building daring castles. Dance with life's thrilling stars. With eyes bright as airstream flares, leave a trail where there's no path. Dream boldly within the dream. And
wonderful read there, Jean. And as always, a stunning write by Robert Polsky.
Mm-hmm.
No, Polsky, sorry. He wrote to the quote, "Daydream if you have built castles in the air. That is where they should be. Now put foundations under them," by Henry David Thoreau. And Thoreau, I think, is one of my all-time favorites as far as somebody who's a philosophical author who's connected to nature. And I was glad to see that Robert was inspired by this write. Amazing imagery and metaphors. I really like how this is a great reflection on the quote, and the idea that there's a place for dreams and then there is a place for the foundation in which to move forward and make those dreams a reality. And all the way through, this is beautifully written. But I especially I especially like have dreams in size too big so there's space for them to grow. Walk the earth with your eyes turned skyward. Erect castles in the air, then build a solid foundation. And this, don't waste days passing empty. Keep building daring castles. Dance with life's thrilling stars with eyes bright as airstream flares. You know, wonderful lines on being bright and bold when it comes to going after your dreams. So very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, there's so many amazing lines in here. Well, you cited some of them, Pam, but I mean, you know, there's see the sun before the crowds, before all the others on the ground. That's so amazing. And then be brazen, be a daydreamer, make the day of night. That is an amazing lines there. Don't waste days passing empty. Keep building daring castles. You know, and then he ends, leave a trail where there's no path. Dream boldly within the dream. That is so amazing. I really love this. Of course, Robert Pilecki is an amazing, amazing, talented writer, but this is truly, and you know, it's not very long either. You know, it's only like 127 words, and he says so much. So written so beautifully. It's amazing.
Absolutely. And you're right. For not a particularly long poem, he does say a lot. So great comment. And Jean, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
I think this was a fabulous piece. I thought his imagery was great all the way through, and it was so very well penned. It was a great take on the prompt, of course. And, you know, I grabbed those two stanzas, but you had read the first one, too. So I'm not sure if Naomi read the second one. But I see the sun before the crowds, before all the others on the ground soar high like birds of prey, but swiftly between the clouds. Be brazen. Be a daydreamer. Make the day of night. I think he really did a fabulous job. And I agree with you, Naomi. He's a very great, a very good poet. And his work is always, you know, a pleasure to read. So nice job here. Thanks for sharing.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. All right. Up next we have, let's see, and I'm trying to remember, it's my turn now to read.
Yeah.
All right. I keep track of those kind of things. Daydream Escapes by Ruby2446. Life without daydreams, unimaginable. My sanity saving time out. My world would shrink, be pared back to the raw, scarred places I try to avoid. Ever since my teens, people know I become absent. My eyes are glazed over, seeing not what they see. They cannot accompany me when I have found a window to a hazy, soft world of cotton candy clouds and silken wraps, diamante shining eyes, soprano sweet words, melodies of angels, nights with or without armor, rivers of dreams, not tears, no fears, where friends gain new voices, conversations are changed, expectations are different, untainted by reality, the quirks that limit my capabilities. Evaporate all the unsolved mysteries, the bits I can't fathom, cease to matter in daydreams, the ultimate escapism, end poem. And Ruby wrote to, she also wrote to, daydreaming is a way of escaping from reality. And Jean, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I thought this was great because, you know, I liked all the different that she spoke of, you know, when you're daydreaming. Where friends gain new voices, conversations have changed, expectations are different, untainted by reality. The quirks that limit my capabilities evaporate. All the unsolved mysteries, the bits I can't fathom, cease to matter in daydreams. The ultimate escape. I think it was just really well done. I really do. So excellent job, Ruby. I loved the way it was written. I loved what you had to say. So it's a win-win to me. Great job.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have to agree. I too really like the way that it was written. So great comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
My gracious, my mind. It went straight to knights with or without armor. Oh, boy, but I know what she means, you know. They're not naked, Naomi. You can have knights without armor every day, you know, people. But my mind went right there. Oh, boy, but, you know, the wonderful imagery that she has throughout this poem, I found a window to a hazy, soft world of cotton candy clouds and silken wraps, diamantig shining eyes, soprano with sweet words, melodies of angels, you know, rivers of dreams, not tears, no fears. And then she goes into where friends gain new voices, you know, conversations are changed. You know, it's so true. Sometimes you want to go back and fix things. You know, in your dreams, you know, nothing is impossible. I think she shows that in such a beautiful, poetic voice here, you know, that like she finishes off with the ultimate escapism. You know, it is. That's what daydreaming is. You know, everything can go perfectly as you want. So what a beautiful poetic piece by Ruby here.
It really is. It really is. And great comment there. I like how she writes on the escapism of daydreams. And one of the first things, when I read this poem earlier today, one of the first things I had noticed was the structure of the writing. And I have to agree with Kind Poet, who says in LNP, interesting structure that made me think of disjointed thoughts that belong in nice daydreams. And that's exactly what I had thinking was, you know, that the way that she had the lines scattered was almost like they were floating on clouds and worked really well for the theme of daydreams. And I think many of us, especially, you know, if you're going through the difficulty of your teens or childhood and, you know, you kind of want to escape. And even in adulthood, there are definitely moments where you want to escape into that land of your daydreams, where things aren't limited, where your thoughts, your words, your actions, your friends, none of that is limited by the confinements of reality. I did really like the imagery of, I have found a window to a hazy, soft world of cotton candy clouds and silken wraps, diamante shining eyes. And then where I also like the thoughtfulness of the lines of rivers of dreams, not tears, no fears, where friends gain new voices, conversations are changed, expectations are different, untainted by reality. You know, oftentimes we have to eventually face reality, but sometimes we just need that break from it. So wonderful write by Ruby and very well done.
Naomi, we'll be here. Can't you be right back?
Okay, no problem. No problem. Okay. Then, let's see here. I will go ahead and grab another one and do.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, we have To Parts of Me I'd Never See by Julie Buck. And, Jean, would you give that a read for us, please?
I will give it a whirl. This is called Parts of Me I'd Never See by Julie Buck. And this is on the Henry David Thoreau quote. I guess I should read it just in case. We're just going to daydream if you have built castles in the air. That is where they should be. Now put foundations under. By Henry David Thoreau. Be a leader. Don't let your mind drive you down fantasy lane. And definitely lay no foundation for why strength can be intangible, especially when I've created no cloud castles. I meditate to refresh my brain. I breathe, stay still, quiet, and listen. It's not easy, but it resets my goal and opens my heart to other souls. I'm taken within to parts of me I'd never see. Now this I build a base under, something to hold my plans firm. The daydreamer in me may squirm, being replaced with self-renewal. But hey, ain't it any wonder? End quote.
Wonderful read there, Jean. And what a great write by Judy. Excellent take on the chosen prompt.
I
like how the first lines almost speak to me of somebody who's repeating things they've heard from other people or repeating their kind of own inner critic. You know, be a leader. Don't let your mind drive you down fantasy lane. And then as it continues on, it's almost like this acknowledgement of how important our inner dreamer is. I meditate to refresh my brain. I breathe, stay still, quiet, and listen. It's not easy, but it rests my goals and opens my heart to other souls. The daydreamer in me may squirm, being replaced with self-renewal, but hey, ain't it a wonder. And I like how this speaks on the idea of, you know, the importance of staying focused on your dream, also acknowledging that you have an inner life, an inner, you know, spiritual life. So wonderful, right, and very well done. And Jean, you did a great read of that. Your thoughts?
Thank you, hon. I think this was a great write by Julie. And I thought it was a clever take on the prompt. At first, I was like, kind of, you know, because she says I'm not building any cloud castles in my life. But I like this. I meditate to refresh my brain. I breathe, stay still, quiet, and listen. It's not easy, but it resets my goal and opens my heart to other souls. I'm taken within to parts of me I'd never see. Now this, I'd build a base under, something to hold my plans from. And, you know, I guess even though it's not daydreaming, I think it's the same kind of renewal that you would get, you know, by letting your brain just kind of drift and go, you know, daydreaming can be one or two things. Like I said before, you know, you can either be thinking about something, or sometimes you just kind of like zone out on something. And meditation is where you just kind of, you know, empty your mind and just breathe. It is very renewing. So I think that she was well done, Julie, and I think it was just a good take on the prompt and a well-written piece. So thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. And yeah, you're right. The emptying that comes from meditating, I mean, I don't meditate personally myself, but I've heard from people who do that it can be very as you said, renewing, it can be very recharging of the battery. So, you know, yep, exactly. So wonderful observation. And Naomi, I know you had to step away, but did you get a chance to read Julie's poem?
Mm-hmm. I did indeed. What a wonderful take on the prompt. I zeroed in on the lines, you know, it's not easy, but it resets my goals, you know, yeah, that's true. You know, when you daydream away, you know, you get to go down that list and check, check off points and see what, you know, dream bigger and see what you can do. And then the next line, it opens my heart to other souls. I think it gives you, you know, the ability to walk in other people's shoes a bit, you know, just to see yourself in other situations, or if somebody has told you something during the day and then you daydream about it a bit, you can, like, have more empathy for those people. So I think, you know, daydreaming, you know, is very, very important. I think she really, you know, we get a sense of that. This is a piece that made me ponder, you know, upon really daydreaming all that it can bring to you. So very well done, Julie Buck, indeed.
Absolutely.
And, you know, kind of what out in the room has said, you know, her favorite line was, don't let your mind drive you down fantasy. She's learned over the years that too much daydreaming can heighten my expectations so high that I'm disappointed in my reality. Great work and clarity. So thanks, kind poet. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and I'm glad you read that, because I have to agree, because I really truly believe, and that is why I put the quotes, a variety of quotes that had to do with both the positive and negative aspects of daydreaming, mm-hmm. because I truly do believe that while you can have a healthy daydream life, you can also be so, and I've been through this myself, where you're so, like, pulled into your daydream life. You know, not only do you deal with heightened expectations that are too high, that's why also I had to stop reading those cheesy romances, because they just gave me horrible expectations of what love was supposed to be like. And damn it.
Really? Yeah, like.
Right?
So true. So true. I read them all my teenage years, and I, you know, waiting for this Mr. Right here.
Yep.
Oh, my gracious.
Waiting for that bare-chested man to show up with his six-pack to rescue me. Exactly.
Oh,
yep. Rom-coms do that, too. Exactly. And well said there, kind poet. But yeah, it can be a dangerous path to go on down and to get caught up in daydreams like that. So, great observations and conversation. That's for sure. All right, and speaking of kind poet, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put their poem up, Daydreaming by Kind Poet. And Naomi, would you give that a read for us, please?
Would be my honor. And they wrote to, a daily dose of daydreaming heals the heart, soothes the soul, and strengthens the imagination. And this is how it goes. As a sensitive girl, my teacher scolded me with snake venom for daydreaming. Listen, girl. Focus on your studying. How much is 60 plus 70? Who wrote the Constitution? How many slave children did Tom Jefferson conceive? Okay, so I made up that last question. Yet I have always wondered about that. Poor Sally. I dissociated while struggling with my frustrations, sadness, sicknesses, and borderline poverty. Let me dream about enhanced realities filled with positivities, never frustrations. I daydreamed about dreaming in the Colorado mountains while watching the elk stare at me with dimmed interest. I daydreamed about being slender and living well with the Wakefield twins of Sweet Valley High. I dreamed about excelling in math, while, like I excelled in other subjects, Einstein would have been my rival. I daydreamed about my own short stories creating outlines in my mind before knowing what outlines are. Those wasteful daydreams lived in my head for over 3 decades, Now they work for their rent, becoming poems that enrich my reality and poem.
Great read, Naomi, and what a wonderful write by kind poet. I'm very glad that they were inspired. And Jean, your thoughts?
This is a great piece. Some nice imagery in here, and wonderful texture. You know, I daydreamed about being slender and moving well with the Wakefield Twins, Sweet Valley High. I daydreamed about dreaming in Colorado mountains while watching the elk stare at them. They're great little, what do I call them, stanzas. I, even though they're individual thoughts, I daydreamed about excelling in math like I excelled in other subjects. Einstein would have been my rival. Just wonderful things. Like there's plenty of things that you can sit there and just drift on those ideas. And I think that this was really put together nicely. You know, I disassociated while studying my frustration, sadness, sicknesses, and borderline poverty. Let me dream about the enhanced reality filled with positivity, several frustration. And it is, you know, when you're daydreaming about something, you're looking at a more positive side of things. You know, you don't get hung up in all the you know, not so great moments in life. You kind of bypass. Sometimes you can resolve some of them, I think. Other things are just, you know, looking for the bright side. But I think this is really nicely done, kind of, and I think you did a great job with that prompt. Absolutely. I love the last stanza. I love how you closed it out. So excellent job, and thanks for sharing with us.
Absolutely. I have to agree. Wonderful comment. And Naomi, you did a beautiful read of that. Your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. This is just amazing. This is, you know, this is so authentic. It's like really she's talking, you know. She's and, you know, I love how she goes back from serious to funny, you know, comical at some, you know, like Einstein would have been my rival. And then, you know, the teacher talking, you know, oh, listen, girl, focus on your studying. Yeah, I heard that a lot. I can relate to that so much, you know. But I just love this, you know. She dreamed about being slender, living well with the Wakefield Twins, Sweet Valley High, you know, and then the last, you know, the last stanza, like, goes all circle there and brings it all together, you know. Now they work for their rent, becoming poems that enrich my reality. And, you know, poetry does that, you know. It allows you to dream and to take your dreams places in your writing. So well said and so well written, kind poet. I really, really loved this write. So bravo.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. And, yeah, I really liked this, not only because it was a well-written poem with its use of, as you were saying, the back and forth of seriousness and humor, because sometimes, you know, you have to have humor in order to face life, humor and daydreams. You know, I found this very relatable. You know, I like I said, I too was a daydreamer when I was a child in high school, and often to escape reality. And I like that she opens up with, as a sensitive girl. Like, most people who listen to me nowadays wouldn't realize it, but I was so shy, I actually didn't start really talking to people other than close friends until I was, like, 18 years old. And then for some reason, around the age of, like, 18, well, it might have been even 19, but, you know, unless you were a really close friend of mine, I didn't, barely spoke two words to you. And, yep, it's hard to believe now.
Wow.
Yeah. But I like how she reminds I like how she reminds us that daydreams can also take a dark turn, but also, you know, like, and we do think about things like questions, you know, and, you know, like how many slave children did Tom Jefferson conceive? And that is a good question. I actually want to Google the answer to that sometime because I'm sure it was quite a few. I'm all with the Wakefield twins and Sweet Valley High. I think I had about two bookshelves worth of their books. So, but two shelves on my bookshelf dedicated to nothing but Sweet Valley High books. And, you know, I like the personal aspect of this. Like, it's really heartfelt and emotive with its lines because she does take a very personal approach. I daydreamed about my own short stories, creating outlines in my mind before knowing what outlines are. Those wasteful daydreams lived in my head for over three decades. Now they work for their rent, becoming poems that enrich my reality. And amen to that. I'm really glad she was able to find a way to allow her daydreams to enrich her life through poetry. So very well done. And up next, we have Idle Minds by Sapphire Rose. And we have a recording for that, Jean, whenever you're ready.
Yep. Here we go.
Idle Minds by Sapphire Rose. I leaned across an overhang, ran my fingers lazily through a sun-soaked stream, closed my eyes and breathed in deeply its earthy scent, allowing my mind to slip into subspace. Faint colors swirled and bloomed behind the lenses of my eyes. So I asked my soul, where would you like to fly? An instant desire to soar over puffs of white and sail the vast blue oceans at night under an infinitude of stars. Or watch and wonder the beating of a hummingbird's wings. Maybe even travel back in time to witness the love in my mother's eyes when she held me for the first time, or dance surrounded by eye-catching hues of falling leaves under the harvest moon's gaze, or maybe indulge in those delicate secrets hidden, the ones that sleep in the dusty corridors of a lover's mind, where promises once made stalled time. But my soul left behind the notion of forever yesteryear ago. Reality is daydreaming sparks the imagination. It gives us all pause to reflect on different meanings in life, fueling our idle minds. End poem.
Wonderful read and write there, Sapphire. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And just a reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And Naomi, your thoughts.
Oh, wow. Bravo, bravo, bravo. Oh, I leaned across an overhang, ran my fingers lazily through a sun-soaked stream, closed my eyes and breathed in deeply its earthly scent, allowing my mind to slip into a subspace. And, you know, that stanza, an instant desire to soar over puffs of white and sail the vast blue oceans at night under an infinitude of stars, or watch and wonder the beating of a hummingbird's wings. Oh, she captured all, you know,
anyway, half of my daydreams, my gracious, you know. But this is so amazing. Like her imagery in here is so beautiful, and her wordsmithing too. And then, you know, she brings it all together with the that last stanza, you know, the all the meaning of what daydreaming is. It's, you know, it really does spark the imagination, and it gives us a pause, you know, from reality, from our life, you know. And it fuels, of course, you know, gives us a meaning, different insights, and you know, it does fuel our minds. So beautifully, beautifully done here, Sapphire Rose. Just awesome, awesome, great.
Absolutely wonderful comment. And Dean, your thoughts?
You know, I thought this was just an excellent take on the prompt. I think that the first two stanzas, I really like them. I love how she entered into this poem. And, you know, I didn't want to like get stuck there, because actually, I love the next three stanzas on top of that. They really, because it went to different ideas and thoughts and places. It just led you to different places. But, you know, her closing couplet was just fabulous as well. So, I mean, there's nothing about the piece I did not like. But I have to say, you know, that the intro to this, I leaned across and overhang, ran my fingers lazily through the sun's surface, closed my eyes and breathed in deeply with earthy sun, allowing my mind to slip into a substrate. So, and that's really what it's all about, you know, this drift. And I think that it's just beautiful. So excellent job, Sapphire Rose, and excellent audio as well. Great job. Really liked it a lot.
Absolutely. Me too. Yeah, this has wonderful imagery. And each one of these stanzas is definitely something that you could get lost in. I really like that photograph that she attached with the woman leaning over in the water, to the water. You know, there's something very meditative and relaxing about water that's just flowing gently. I like the question brought in here with, faint colors swirled and bloomed behind the lenses of my eyes as I asked my soul, where would you like to fly? And then I like how she goes into the idea that sometimes daydreams are a way to escape where we are in the moment. Sometimes they're an opportunity to go back in time and to imagine what used to be or what could have been. Maybe even travel back in time to witness the love in my mother's eyes when she held me for the first time, or dance surrounded by eye-catching hues of falling leaves under the harvest moon's gaze. And then I like how she has at the end the reality is line separate, and then attaching it to daydreaming sparks the imagination. It gives us all pause to reflect on different meanings in life, fueling our idle minds. You know, oftentimes it's through our daydreams and through that recharging that we're able to find the answers that we need. So beautiful, beautiful, right, and very well done. All right. Let's see what we have next. Up next we have Weather Report by Andre de Corvin, and it goes like this. GOP skies, is it going to rain? If it does, I'll marry all the stained windows of my church and write a poem to that magnolia tree whose branches swing so right in the summer wind. And if it doesn't, I'll hide that poem in the deep pocket of my coat and walk barefooted on Highway 59. There won't be any cars, so the police chief's face will be sadder than a potato dropped in some rusted garbage can. GOP skies, is it going to rain? If it does, I'll wait for evening to come by, and I'll deep breathe the nearest loitering sunbeam and then get lost in that sunset so my body won't be found on any map. And if it doesn't, the village idiot will smile and write beautiful poems about letters knitting themselves into angel wings right behind his back. He will dream 1,000 publications, but his 1,000 publications equal 1,000 broken dreams. GOP skies, is it going to rain? If it does, prisons will grow wheels and roll into a special location, hovering 6 feet over everyone's head. Then prison bars will hold their first worldwide convention and sing. And if it doesn't, that song is going to be happy birthday to you, to me, and defended telephone poles will angrily charge all these lazy cows grazing in their fields. End poem. And what an absolutely intriguing write and great take on the chosen prompt, which was prompt 13. They say there's no harm in daydreaming, but there is, and that was by Charlene Harris. And I really like how Andre had this powerful imagery and metaphors that shows us that part of the problem with daydreaming is that action doesn't get done, and we start to have unrealistic expectations of life. And of course, I like any poem that mentions cows, you know, even if it is in a slightly bummer term, such as lazy. But you know what? You got to give cows credit. They can be quite lazy. That is for sure. I really like, if it does, I'll wait for evening to come by and I'll deep breathe the nearest loitering sunbeam and then get lost in that sunset so my body won't be found on any map. And if it doesn't, the village idiot will smile and write beautiful poems about letters knitting themselves into angel wings right behind his back. He will dream 1,000 publications, but his 1,000 publications equal 1,000 broken hearts. And I like that because it reminds us that to just dream about getting published is not the same as actually working to get published. And to dream about anything is not the same as working towards a goal. So thoughtful, right, and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts.
Yeah, I thought this was very witty and very well done, very intelligent, right? I love the way he begins it, you know, like he really jumps into the subject there and he brings us in with him. You know, GOP skies, is it going to rain? If it does, I'll marry. That's so beautiful what he says. I'll marry all the stained windows of my church and write a poem to that magnolia tree whose branches swing so right in the summer wind. That is so beautiful. But then he gets into, you know, just the ridiculous way of, how things can be so weird. And like he says in his AM, he says daydreaming is a way to think about events that may be funny, weird, and especially unpredictable, you know. So his poem is both beautiful imagery in the first stanza, but then, so true when it comes to some of the other parts, you know. All of the other parts especially. He really, really zones into things that make you really think. That the policemen that can't stop any cars because there wouldn't be any, the way he's going to drift into a sunset so that he can't be found on the map. And like you said, Pam, You know, the way that you can dream about being published, but, you know, until you don't really work on it, well, you know, it just equals 1,000 broken dreams, like it says in the poem. So this is really, really, I thought it was very witty, very intelligently written. And again, you know, sounds very authentic, you know. I think a very intelligent right here by this poet that I haven't seen before, André de Corvin. And I think he's French. Like he says, he is French because he says it in one of his comments there. He's French, but he writes better in English, speaks better in French, like me. But, so hello to another French poet out there. So great to see a French poet. So amazing, amazing, right? Well done.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, André is actually interesting because he puts in his, on his All Poetry page, he was born in Berlin, Germany, from Russian parents and raised in Paris, France. So he's got all kinds of cultural stuff going on. And yeah, I highly recommend checking out his poetry if you get a chance. He is an intelligent poet. So. Yeah. And Jean, your thoughts?
I think I have some. I thought this was a nicely penned poem. And of course, you know, Naomi took the intro stanza where I was going, but it's okay. So I'm going to take the next one down. This is Jill Peace Guy. Is it going to rain? If it does, I'll wait for evening. And I'll deep breathe the nearest loitering sunbeam. And then get lost in that sunset. So my body won't be found when I get back. You know, I thought it's such a really nicely put together in this piece. I liked how he started it off. And the second stanza, you know, was just as equally as good. I was just clever all the way through. It really kept me thinking, like, you know, okay, where are we going now? But nice job. And, Tim, I think you should talk to him about the cow.
Right?
Great to have on the show. And I appreciate the share tonight. Thank you so much. So funny.
Absolutely. Great comments. All right, and up next we have Back to Life by Jody Melton. And Jean, would you give that a read for us, please?
Yes, ma'am. I'll just get over it. Okay. Back to Life by Jody Melton. Daydreaming is a way of escaping from reality. That was the quote. In daydreams, I find you, waiting there, vision bright, beyond compare. Your presence, like a soft sunbeam, is your grasp, in your grasp, it's you I deem. With closed eyes, I call your name. In the realm of daydreams, we play this game. You're always near, just a thought away, yet real life slips as I do sway. In reverie's embrace, we dance. Our hearts are one in one sweet trance. Such without you now seem few, as daydreams consume what I must do. Oh, how I long to make you real, to touch your hand, to truly feel the warmth of your enchanting smile, to live with you, mile by mile. Yet here I stay, in daydreams array, in shadows cast throughout the day. The world outside eludes my sight, while dreamscapes keep me in sight. The beauty of this strength affair doesn't quell the subtle despair. For as I dream my life away, one moment slips, day by day. In your sweet grasp, I cannot stay. To dream alone the hours away. I must come to you, face the light, embrace the day, and re-enter life. I'll chase the dream and make it real, transcend the fantasies I feel. With every step, I'll reach for you, making daydreams and life come true. In the daylight's warm embrace, I'll find you too, love's own space. No longer trapped in a dreamland state. Together we live a life without me.
Great read there, Jean. And what a wonderful write by Jody. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Well, you know, this is why I want to meet a poet one day. Fall in love. Oh, my gracious, you know. How many men would write something like this, you know, and then, you know, have all these thoughts about somebody, except for a poet. Oh, my gracious, this is beautiful. I just imagine, you know, somebody writing something like this about me. Oh, wow. I'd swoon. This is so beautiful. Amazing, amazing. In your sweet grasp, I cannot stay to dream alone the hours away. I must come to face the light, embrace the day, and re-enter life. You know, but, you know, the part about, you know, being together all through in reveries and embrace, we dance. Our hearts are one in love's sweet trance. Thoughts without you now seem few, as daydreams consume what I must do. So just so beautiful, the rhythm, the rhyme throughout, and so beautifully worded. Bravo. Jody Melton. I don't know this poet, but I'll be reading more for sure. Amazing.
Absolutely. Well, you know, now that we're seeing more of you calling in, I think you will see more of him, because recently Jody has been writing for quite a bit of our shows. So, yeah, and I definitely highly recommend checking him out. Great rhyming poet.
Awesome.
Yep. Yes, and wonderful comments. And Jean, you did a great read of that. Your thoughts?
Thanks, and I thought this was a great piece. I think Jody did a wonderful job, and I enjoyed reading it. You know, well, we all know I love rhymes anyway, so. But I thought this was just wonderful thoughts all the way through. And I grabbed a few stanzas. In your sweet grasp, I cannot stay. Dream alone, the hours away. I must come to face the light, embrace the day, and re-enter life. I'll chase the dream and make it real, transcend the fantasies I feel. With every step, I'll reach for you, making things in life come true. That was just fabulous. You know, just an excellent share. And I really do like it. It's very well done. Yeah.
It really
I've come
is.
To really like, I've come to like Jody's writes. You know, he's relatively new to me, but I do see him a little more frequently, and I'm really coming to enjoy his work. Excellent
job. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's great. Because, you know, when you've been a new poet, and they just kind of,
yeah,
they're wonderful.
Like, yeah,
give me more. Give me more. I like to see more. It is. But, yeah, I have to agree with you. It has been great to see his work. And I thought this was a beautiful, heartfelt, and romantic write with great rhyme and flow. You know, it's amazing how many, like when I was looking up poems and songs about daydreams while I was searching for a classic poem or an intro song, a lot of them do have to do with love. You know, I think, you know, as songwriters, poets, you know, artists, we're drawn, even, you know, everybody I think is drawn to that idea of finding a soulmate, of finding true love, and that often comes across in our dreams. I really like, oh, how I long to make you real, to touch your hand, to truly feel the warmth of your enchanting smile, to live with you mile by mile. And also, I'll chase the dreams and make it real, transcend the fantasies I feel. With every step, I'll reach for you, making daydreams and life come true. Beautiful lines all the way through, and just very well done. All right. And let's see. Up next, we have Catch Me, I'm Falling by Thomas B. And Naomi, would you give that a read for us, please?
Yes, and he wrote to daydream because the soul needs to fly. A poem slipped into my thoughts, stealing feelings caught in a daydream. Clouds froth, waves toss, gulls cry, can't deny. Flight is but a disguise. I spy a world swirling around. Dreamers, clowns, feather down, falling into pillows, laughing as my heart sings. Is it that dreaming thing, hallucination, or incantation? Magic tickling under the chin. Where do I begin? So much fun feels like sin. Oh, this crazy world we live in. As she smiles from a window, would you like to hear that song again? Funny how love takes wing. I was just dancing, feeling a call to let it all be free. What begins in wonder, lust, you catch up the arm's thrust, the way a day plays. I never knew I'd stay. End poem.
Wonderful, Lee Naomi, and what an absolutely stunning write by Thomas B. And Jean, your thoughts?
Wow. I love this first two lines of a poem slips into my thoughts, feeling human, but in the days. And then he just, and I think it was just a wonderful way to handle the prompt. You know, she says he gets into the clouds, frost leaves, and it goes, it just goes all the way, you know, down, and I think it's fabulous. You know, Tom has a great way of writing anyway, but I think that he really, it was a fabulous take on the prompt. And I liked how, he also wrapped it up with what begins in wonder catches up the arms thrust, the way a day plays in every moment. I think that kind of, it's the bookend. You get the two lines at the beginning and you get that at the end, but I think, excuse me, the real daydream is what falls in between in my mind. So it was clever and really, really nicely done. So excellent job, Tom, and thanks for sharing. I like it.
Great comment. And yeah, I really did like those opening lines. I have to agree with you. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, I really, really loved this. You know, it's as if we're right there dancing and singing and laughing, and we're right in his daydream, right with him. we're living in with him, along with him, you know. He brings us right into it. You know, I spy a world swirling around, dreamers, clowns, feather down, following into pillows, laughing as my heart sings. It's just so uplifting and fun, and I smiled through the whole thing. It's just so light and breezy and just, you know, it's so beautifully written. Bravo, Tom. Wow, this is amazing.
Oh, definitely. Great comment, Naomi. Yeah, I really love this, and it is a smile-inducing write, and he does take us up into the clouds with him. I really like feather down, falling into pillows, laughing as my heart sings, and oh, this crazy world we live in, she smiles from a window. Would you like to hear that song again? And I really like, would you like to hear that song again? Because it reminds me of the fact that oftentimes music can pull us into some of the most beautiful daydreams. And what begins in wanderlust catches up the arms thrust, the way a day plays, I never knew I'd stay. You know, sometimes what you expect to only be daydreams becomes a reality, and it becomes such a beautiful reality. So wonderful write and very well done. All right, and
Do-do-do-do-do. Up next, we have Alfresco Amphibena. And by Luke J.R. And it goes like this. Fractured, formatted foundations, blackness underneath the cloudless collapse and castles clouded. It's where the dreams were founded, where proudness became bliss, where sadness was a mere diss. Amidst the cloud castles in the sky, where dreams could need foundation, no support given, weather withered, whether there's a dream to be had, there's a dream to be taken, mistaken. Mother of ants, she's known for more, travels through the clouds, free fall, where filtered, fainted frowns, forever fluctuating, flinders of every season that lingers. Every face it had shown, castles in the sky, clouds become foam, foundation left to roam, where foundation fixated, fluctuated, roam, where dreams once had been given wings, many call to church, heaven sing. The daydreaming damsel in distress, the day bringing Hansel in rose dress, it's where they gather to confess how the pasture was clouded judgment, with all hands belittling the final judge, mallet had been stolen, daydreaming grudge. Mother of ants, she disappeared in the skies where the clouds lacked foundation, castles lacked foundation. Dreams were left to fly sky high. Back in history, time was never questioned for why. It's why the clouded mirror forever fields the view, how the stolen dressed Hansel fairy tale in glue. End poem. And what an intriguing and thought-provoking write by Luke J.R. I'm glad to see that he was inspired. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing how he brings us back to into the Greek history here. We see it in, where was it? Where foundation fixated, fluctuated, roam, where dreams once has been given wings, many call to church, heaven sings. He hits on a whole lot in this poem. And it's very thought-provoking, too. Back in history, time was never questioned for why. It's why the clouded mirror and forever fields the view, how the stolen dressed Hansel fairy tale in glue. I love how he brings us back in history, to Rome, and then he brings us, he puts it side by side with a fairy tale like Hansel and Gretel. I love the juxtaposition of the two in the poem. And I love the alliteration throughout. Beautifully done. And very thought-provoking piece for sure. Bravo, Luke. Very well done.
Absolutely. And yes, definitely some tongue-twisting alliteration, and I too had noticed that the use of that it kind of had a mythological feel to it, with the mention of the fairy tales, and the mother of ants has a mythological feel to it. But great observations there, Naomi. And Jean, your thoughts?
I got to say, it was nicely put together, this piece, absolutely. And I looked down in the categories of dreams, sad, pain, hope, mystical, and monster. So I guess the mother of the ant must be the monster. Because I kept going back and saying, am I missing something? Am I missing something? And, there's just so much happening here. But I have to say, I grabbed the first two stanzas. Fractured, formatted foundation. Blackness underneath the cloudy, the cloudless, collapsing chasm, cloud. It's where the dreams were founded, where proudness became bliss, where sadness was a mere bliss. Amidst the clouds, castle in the sky, where dreams could need foundation, no support given, whether there's a dream to be had. There's a dream to be taken. You know, his words, choices, are always, like, kind of amazing. He uses so much alliteration. And you know, sometimes I get tied up in that, and then I'm like, kind of lost for a while. But I think that it is a pretty cool piece, you know. It just takes me a long time to, like, kind of get out my thesaurus and my dictionary. Kind of brush up on my.
I get that.
There's parts of it where I'm like, huh? And then I look and I'm like, okay, how does this relate to that? And it takes me a while to really do that. I mean, I would have to read this probably 3-4 times because I'm not the sharpest one in the shed. But it's always well put together. I wish he had called in and read it himself because then we could have picked his brain about it. That would have been fun.
Right?
That would have been. Yeah, because I would have really enjoyed that because it's so nice. It would be so nice to get his take on the poem and kind of give us a little bit that maybe, you know, we would miss without his little bit of insight. So, but, you know, okay, it was a great piece and, you know, a lot of work went into it. I can't believe that this could ever be quick and easy. You know? So, excellent job, and thank you so much for sharing with us. Good piece.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I have a feeling he did spend some time with his word choices. And apparently the Amphisbaena is a creature in Greek mythology who was known as the mother of ants and was a two-headed creature that was spawned from the blood that dripped from the Gorgon Medusa's head.
Oh.
That Percy's cut off.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I kept looking for that monster, but I didn't know what Mother of Ants was. How about it? Very cool.
Yep.
Thanks for that.
Yep. Learn something new. Well, that's another great thing about Luke J.R.'s poetry. You tend to learn something. And I appreciate that. But, yeah, wonderful aspects of mythology and the hurt and pain comes across in it. Feeling of, I think, perhaps, I get the feeling of almost feeling like not belonging and escaping, trying to escape to a world of dreams where you feel like you do belong. And I really like every face that had shown castles in the sky, clouds become foam, foundation left to roam, where foundation fixated, fluctuated, roam, where dreams once had been given wings, many call the church, heaven sings. Wonderful lines and very well done. All right, now the question is did I grab the next poem? Or did I get so lost in that one? I did grab the next poem. All right. And up next we have Lucid Daydreaming by Betty Page and Jean. Go ahead, please, and give that a read for us.
Yeah. Because, you're not in the right place, you have to refresh. Okay, here we go. God knows I'm never in the right place. Okay, this is called Lucid Daydreaming by Betty Page. Float beyond reality, lost in lucid daydreaming, sweet telephone world. Flying oh so high, drifting through bright colored clouds, sliding down rainbows. Music surrounding, vividly sing symphony, ecstasy, cascade. Cotton candy melts, swirled unicorn lollipops, candy land, sunshine, caramel kettle corn, butter topping and gingerbread form. Colorful gumdrops, favorite ice cream flavors, barrels from sweet. candy store parade, reminiscing childhood, spirographs for games, fluffy kittens purring, dancing, spilling all colors, mixing the picture, wanting, trimming pools, documents, bubbling hot spas, sipping tea for two, clear waterfalls shimmering, sparkles translucent, blender of nature, slow down wild rapids, swings high, splash deep, imagination, blue waves crashing every ride, orange band of delay, bikini suntan, relaxing poolside, sure, turtle bay resort. Drunks in tiki bars, Hawaiian nights, paradise, neon exotic, exchanging tropics, Baja Cancun, dancing, make love, set soul cruise, float beyond reality, lost in lucid daydreams, sweet, colorful moon, flying oh so high, drifting through bright colored clouds, sliding down rainbows, music surrounding, vividly sing symphony, ecstasy cascade, and
great read, Dean. Just the prompt on this one was daydream because the soul needs to fly. Nice.
Yes. And that was a great take off that chosen prompt.
Absolutely.
I have to say, this is
a treat
to all the senses. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh yeah, like you said, Pam. You know that she really flew in this one. You know, the soul needs to fly, and we did fly. Oh my gracious! Like you said, all our senses were aroused, and here, you know, from our taste. To the colors, you could even feel like the splashing water, the wind on her face, the crashing waves, that she brought in everything, like this, all the five senses into this, so beautifully done. I mean, I could recite the whole thing. It just like captivated me. From the first word to the last word, I was just transported to this magical place here. This is truly awesome, awesome stuff. Bravo, Betty Page. Wow, times a thousand. Right on. Yeah, daydreams, they make you fly for sure.
Yes, these are definitely the type of daydreams that get you soaring. So wonderful comment there. And Jean, your thoughts?
You know, there are so many pieces to this. But I have to say, I loved her take on the chosen prompt. I think there were great memories to drift on. This is what it sounded like. It sounded like a series of memories throughout her life, you know, and reminiscing can definitely send you around. Thinking about how, you know, how much you enjoyed something, where you've been. I'd like all of the thoughts that she shared. You know, we went from being a kid at the candy store, ice cream flavors and all that, and then she gets into the sipping tea for two, the splendor of nature, you know, and the rapids, and we swing it high, we splash deep. You know, she used, I picture a rope swing. You know, people having a good time. And then, you know, next to me, she says, Band of Soleil, and I laughed. I went, oh, God, I don't remember these days. You know, bikini suntans and Turtle Bay resorts and, you know, drunks and tiki bars. And I mean, you could just see, like almost her growing up, you know, through these ideas and thoughts. So, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought the beginning ones were useful. And, you know, I just really thought it was just nicely done. So great work, Betty, and I want to thank you for sharing with us. I kind of liked it. It was a great piece. Lots of good thoughts in it. Feel good stuff. You know.
It is. I have to agree. Definitely feel good stuff. And like I said, a treat for all the senses. It does have a nostalgic feel to it, you know, the caramel kettle corn, you know, colorful gumdrops. It really is like being like a kid in a candy store,
Candy Store Parade, Reminiscing Childhood, Spiral Graphs, Board Games, Fluffy Kitten Purrs, Kittens Purrs, Dancing, Spilling, All Colors, Mixing and Pictures. It's almost like you just want to break out and start singing. These are a few of my favorite things from
there
the Sound of Music. Yep. Almost, but not quite. But, you know, but that's the kind of vibe it has is just that kind of energy of just really enjoying the beautiful and simple moments of life. So excellent write, Betty, and very well done. And I'm going to go ahead and get one last piece fit in for the night, and that will be Like a Free Flow by Sujatha Five. And Naomi, would you give that a read for us, please?
Absolutely. And she wrote to, or he wrote to, Lose Yourself in a Daydream. Life, a free flow of the stream, gushing, playing on the way, gently, like soft petals when mind is free, when you want just to be freedom unstoppable, when you want to laze with coffee mugs, seeing daylight fly high, where I want to feel only the fresh air, unobtrusive, quiet by the lakeside, a stroll, a ride, where my mind could reset, where only happiness reigns, off the work routine, balloons flying, where I am the queen, at peace, where colors reign, magnificence of earth, proud to be born, proud to be just me. End poem.
Great read, Naomi, and what a wonderful write by Sujatha. Their AN made me smile where they said, actually was about to close up my windows in my laptop and saw this contest. Could not resist. Thank you. And I'm so glad that she couldn't resist. This has such wonderful imagery. It's the kind of poem that you just kind of float along on. And I really like where my mind could rest, where only happiness reigns off the work routine, balloons flying, where I am the queen at peace, where colors reign, magnificence of earth, proud to be born. You know, wonderful lines all the way through and very well done. And Jean, your thoughts?
You know, I have to say this is kind of like, a little bit like Thomas B. You know, as I'm reading it, I feel like she's writing the actual, put me in that place, you know, and I thought that was really cool that she accomplished that. You know, and I'm trying to think how to say it, like, better. But, you know, when I started to read it, like a free flow of the stream gushing, playing on the way, gently. And then it's like, and then you kind of start to drift on it, like soft petals. And when we want just to do. It just is soothing. And I think that it kind of put me in that mindset. So excellent job, Sujatha Five. Really, I really enjoyed this piece. So thank you so much for sharing with us.
Absolutely. And soothing is a perfect word to describe that, right? So very cool. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Soothing is perfect. You know, it is so soothing, this piece. You know, it's just, it pulls you in right away, and you just dance along with every line, you know, in your imagination. So well done. Wow, you know, what a beautiful, beautiful piece.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. Absolutely wonderful comments and great show tonight. Thank you to both of you for being my twisted sisters. I really appreciate you. Thank you to everyone who wrote for the show. And thank you to everyone who is listening now or will be listening later. And of course, thank you to Kind Poet and Sapphire Rose for hanging on the board. I really appreciate them both. make sure to join us tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern U.S. time, for The Art of Seduction with Gray Eyes Smith, 12:30 a.m. Eastern U.S. time on Thursday. You can join Afasiana for Part Sinner, Part Saint. Of course, you know, make sure to keep an eye out on all the poetry contests and topic boards put up by our late night poets, hosts, and hostesses, because you're sure to find something to inspire. And Jean, anything you'd like to say in closing?
Hey, excellent show again tonight, Pam. Great, great prompts. Naomi, it was great to have you back with us. You know, I look forward to each time you show up. Kind of gives us a third opinion.
I'll be here. I'll come back whenever I can, as often as I can. I miss you guys so much.
Yeah, we miss you too, but it's always great to have you on the show. I always appreciate that. We're usually here. Pam's here more than I am. But, so anyway, appreciate you and much love to you. And Pam, like I said, excellent job and a wonderful contest show tonight.
Wonderful job, wonderful prompts and wonderful poems.
Yeah,
great show.
Great prompts and wonderful poetry tonight. And great comments.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
So
have a good night, everyone.
Good night, guys.
Good night,
take
everybody.
Care. Good night.